losing to the Heat. That's why Scott's such a bad
move. Oh, yeah.
All that coming up in sports.
No, what was great was Vancouver won 18 seconds into overtime. That's what was good. And it's almost like they timed it. You know, I had that feeling of professional wrestling. Because, I mean, they're 18 seconds into the overtime. This guy scores a goal. I look up, and it's 10 o'clock.
Oh.
How very perfect.
I don't know if it was
your local news is next.
Yeah. One of the coaches skated out and hit one of the refs with a chair or something.
Yeah, no. But that's, I just thought, goodness, the timing was just impeccable, wasn't it? So it worked out. The other thing I like about hockey is, I mean, granted you have to sit through 6 minutes of commercials, but that doesn't make it any different than TNT. And then, you know, the period just goes. They don't break away during the period of action.
Right.
You get about 20 minutes of action, which is, you know, pretty cool. Did y'all watch any of the rugby this weekend? What a weird
sport. Oh, yeah,
sport
Chase
that is.
And I, yeah. We called you, Scott.
Yeah,
but,
sorry you missed it.
Yeah, but you
I made a pudding, a traditional British pudding.
Yeah, I know. I brought chips and dips. Yeah. And
right.
You know.
So. We made fish and chips.
Yeah. It's just, it is. That's a really weird sport. And you know what?
Did we watch rugby?
No.
Really?
But, excuse me. It's
as much rugby as I did hockey.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
NBA Finals.
I'm just saying they run around and tackle each other, and they ain't wearing nothing but shorts and T-shirts.
Oh, I never said they weren't men.
Yeah.
Oh,
I never said they weren't men.
Yeah, they bruise each other up.
It is the real deal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's Army and Dartmouth? I mean, really?
None of that.
Yeah.
None of that girly padding stuff.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, those are pretty big boys. All right, so anyhow, it's June after all.
It's busting out all over.
It is, yeah. It's the wedding month, of course, and
yeah. And you want to get married in this heat?
Yeah, this would be wonderful.
Oh yeah, a little outdoor wedding.
Yeah, we'll have a little outdoor wedding.
Yeah, with a little
June.
Yeah, with a little rented awning. Yeah. You know,
it's sunset.
Something made of lattice work.
Yeah, we're gonna do it at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. Yes.
You don't mind, do you, Daddy?
Yeah. No, we're gonna do it at 4 a.m. is when we're gonna do it.
Exactly. You
know? I'm gonna get married on the beach.
But you know, part of this is the beach there'd be a breeze.
Yeah, at least
it's what you're saying. I want to get married in Burton at sunset.
At the Cotton Gin.
Yeah, at the Cotton Gin Museum at sunset. Man.
Go ahead and fire her up.
Yeah, well, you better be the king of cotton to want to be over there about that time.
Daddy, can we stand up here in the cotton? The cotton plants are about 6 feet tall, so we can't get any breeze.
Yeah, there's nice cotton plants that are 6 feet tall.
I was going to say, you got cotton on steroids.
Monster cotton, yeah. Anyway, but what you do, obviously, ahead of that is you put together kind of a registry, you know, where people can go in and purchase the things that you would expect.
Oh, sure.
You know, as we've talked about, you have that little zapper thing that you can do, I think, at Targier, right?
And mm-hmm.
Pick the things you want.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bride in the UK is registered for new breasts for her wedding.
Really?
Well.
She wants to make her husband real happy.
Yeah. So, I don't think you zap that at Target, do you?
No.
Not in any section of Target I've been in.
No. Maybe.
In their wedding invitations.
Maybe the fun and game section.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He did that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He really did that.
Yeah, mark that down as one of those things you and I can't do, Jerry.
Chase, I'm so ashamed of you.
Yeah, yeah, and I was waiting on the buck to get past.
My God, he did a bozo noise. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway, in their wedding invitations to their 200 guests.
And by the way, that was very good sound effect, by the
really?
Way.
Yeah.
Like you brought your own horn or something.
Did the best I could. Louise Hampson and her then-fiancé, Les, wrote, quote, "We've already gotten a kettle and a toaster, crockery, dinner mats, and matching coasters."
Wait, the British, is that plates, crockery?
Yeah, crockery. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's
weirdos.
As opposed to what our show is basically crockery. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
take the lift so we can buy some crockery.
Yeah.
Put
it in the boot, yeah. So rather than something that we already have, we would appreciate money for Louise's boob job pot, end quote. For their wedding, they received $3,200 in monetary gifts.
Well, gosh, that ought to go a long way then.
Well, it should.
I don't know what a pair costs these days, but
came out to 32 double D.
32
double D.
Louise is not a big woman.
No, she's not. I guess. Well,
maybe now. I mean, info.
Mason.
Yeah.
There you guys go.
That's so much more.
Yeah.
I guess you have to appreciate their honesty.
Oh, sure.
Who needs more crockery?
Exactly.
Well, he's appreciating a lot more than honesty, man.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm
Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bed bug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bed bugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bed bug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Pack up the family and head on over to Precision Eye Care next to Luigi's in College Station for eye exams, glasses, and contacts. Precision Eye Care has frame and lens packages starting at $69.99 and a one-year unconditional warranty against breakage. New patients can also save 30% through July 31st off all frames by mentioning this ad. Call 979-314-1060 today to schedule an appointment or visit us online at bcsis.com. Precision Eye Care, because the small details matter. Promotional offer cannot be combined with any other promotion, insurance, or discount program. Warranty varies with insurance company.
Hey, it's 620 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yes, sir. It's June the 6th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Singer-songwriter Gary U.S. Bonds.
Really?
Yeah.
Still alive.
Got a birthday today, as a matter of fact. Yeah, he's 72 years old today. He's about as old as a U.S. Bond now, isn't he?
Yeah. Has he reached maturity yet?
I was about to say,
Has
he matured? Yeah. Can we collect the interest now?
Yeah, there you go. Harvey Fierstein, he's the
gayest man in Hollywood is what he is.
Well, he's actually more in New York, I guess, because he's more on Broadway.
But he's got that
59 years
he's got that gravelly voice, which is kind of interesting.
And mind you, I don't say that in a to deride him or anything like that. It's just he was out long before it was copacetic to be
or whatever.
Out, so.
Yeah. Speaking of, Sandra Bernhardt's birthday is today. She's 56 years old today.
Uh-huh.
I believe she's also out, I think. If she's not, I just made her out.
Well.
There you go.
And dare we say not an attractive woman?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, would that be fair?
Yeah, she's homely.
I mean, well, but,
you could fit a straw between the gap in her teeth. I mean, just leave it at that.
There you go. Yeah. Robert Englund, Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, is 64 years old today. And Bjorn Borg, the former Swedish tennis star. Well, he's still Swedish, but he's a former tennis star.
After 50, you can't be Swedish.
Yeah, there you go. He's 56 years old today. Stacey Keenan is 36. She's an actress that's on Step by Step and My Two Dads. Comedian Colin Quinn turns 52 years old
today. Another gravelly-voiced guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Uncle Cracker. Another gravelly voice kind of guy, right? He's a singer. He's 37 years old today. And probably one of the best living actors right now, for sure. And when he's dead, he'll be one of the best actors. Paul Giamatti is 44 years old today. Not much that he does that I don't like.
He did the John Adams thing on HBO.
Yeah, yeah.
His dad was the president of Yale for a time.
Uh-huh.
And he talked about the people who would stop by for dinner.
Right.
Made it probably a pretty interesting house to grow up in. And, then, of course, he was the commissioner of baseball before he died.
Still not, not a pretty man, but still a guy that can, play the...
He gets work.
Play the role and gets work and is pretty good at it. And that's all I got.
Mr. Llama.
Dolly.
Yeah.
Hello, I've been to his house.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah.
You've been to his house?
Yeah.
Did you have to take your shoes off when you went in?
Certain parts, yes. If you were
certain
going to go
parts
in certain
of your
parts.
Shoes,
yeah.
What?
Certain parts of his,
yeah, just the heel, a toe
of his,
yeah. Sorry,
his home.
Sorry, none of those taps.
Yeah, just take the laces out and move on. So,
okay.
Yeah, Dharamsala, India.
Oh, okay. And did you have to leave a little offering when you left, or how?
No, I didn't.
Out?
So, okay. No, yeah. I just took pictures.
Did you see like his Birkenstocks that were sitting over there?
No, he wasn't there. I asked.
Did he?
I mean, is Dolly here?
Yeah,
is brother Dolly home?
Yeah.